poem that I wrote for my mom. I wrote as a result of losing my mom. I lost my mom, who was infected with COVID-19 in April of 2020. And that wasn't, what's crazy is that wasn't like too far long after, you know, the country was basically warned and notified about this virus, you know, AKA the coronavirus that, you know, plagued our society and to this day has us still, you know, basically quarantined and shut off from the world. You know, a lot of people lost a lot of family members, and I specifically lost my best friend. You know, my mom was my best friend, and I'm basically like, you know, just empty right now. But, you know, I felt inclined to write this, not just for my mom, but for all the people who stood by her, the strangers who didn't know her, the people who comforted her and did everything they could, the nurses, the doctors, the clerks, I mean, people working round the clock, 18, 20, 24 hours. Some people didn't even sleep within 24 hours. So many people worked diligently to keep my mom here on this earth with me. Unfortunately, you know, God felt it was time to call her home, and that's exactly what happened. So as a result, I was, you know, inclined to write this poem, and it's called We Are America. We're not immortal, we're human. Some of us today emotionally beat, broken by an invisible monster. Some of us weaker, some of us stronger. Our nurses, at-home care workers, first responders. As a nation, praying to God and asking how much longer before this enemy is gone and life for an American people goes on. Forced to watch our sisters, brothers, husbands, wives, children, fathers, mothers, our loved ones die. The monster even attacked my mom and claimed her life. I believe in God, so as a Christian, I just say it was her time. I still find ways to give God my thanks every day. And although we've lost many, many were saved. So to those in the hospitals working crazy hours and multiple shifts, we believe in you, we love you, we thank you for your gifts. There were nurses in Michigan who held my mom's hand and heard me cry as the phone was held to her ear when I said goodbye. I'll never forget that moment or that nurse's name. Nurse Whitney is one of many who does the same. When I think of my mom, I get choked up. I'm speechless. But this, I gotta say. The people on the front lines of this enemy are fearless, proof that we are America, land of the free and home of the brave. Mature.